This is the SMOTS control center interface showing a number of cameras connected at various offices. Just to give you an example of how it works. So on the left hand side, we've got the list of available cameras, and anytime you can just drag a camera across and watch that in the viewing window. And those cameras can be viewed in any number of formats, so you can choose lots of different views here. And in fact, you can, by dragging a salvo across, you can choose default views, which can also store presets, so that when you drag that salvo across, you will also reset the cameras to their positions. When you're within the software, if you want to move things around, you can just take a camera and move it to another place, and that's very easy to do too. Actual control of the camera, well, you might want to go full frame on the camera, which by pressing F6 will let you go full screen. And in fact, if you go F11, you can actually dump the menus all together and you can go to just a complete high-res image on the camera. Moving the camera is very simple. You just use the left mouse button, and as you move the arrow around the central point, you can get to where you want to go, and then you can zoom right in. And incredible detail, you can get great zoom off the SMOTS cameras. This is the SMOTS mobile trolley, which is in our Edinburgh office. Press F11 again, that will take us back to, or escape, that will take us back to with the menus. And here, for example, you may want to select a preset position. And if I press number one, that'll take us straight into a preset that we saved earlier. If we go off full screen, that's us back to the other views. All cameras are being recorded all the time, so you can instantly replay. And that will take you to a very similar view. You can change the layout and you can replay them as you wish. You can listen to the audio from the cameras. And of course, you can do that in live as well by pressing the loudspeaker symbol or pressing the microphone symbol to talk back to the camera. You've got tags on the right-hand side, so you can put short-form comments alongside the video timeline. So when you're playing back, you can instantly get to a particular point. And those tags can also be annotated by somebody using a tablet or a browser interface on a mobile phone, for example. So very simple, very straightforward interface. People who've used SMOTS for years will be familiar with this and will be comfortable with the way in which it's used. It should always be just set up the cameras and then get on with the simulation or the live event, and not having to worry about any of the technicalities. So that's a quick overview of SMOTS.